Rich, you serve as vice president of the Illinois Farm Bureau, and I guess as part of your responsibilities in that position, you also chair the Resolutions Committee. Delegates will be meeting here on Monday. What are some of the key issues that these folks are going to be dealing with?
A number of issues, but I think the hottest topic, you might say, is going to be conceal and carry. And that's one submittal that came from White County, and they're pretty passionate about the opportunity to present their resolutions to the full delegate body tomorrow.
So what exactly does it deal with?
What it deals with is the opportunity for an individual, once he has a training and goes through the application process, he'd be able to carry a weapon with on the person. But they have to still meet all the guidelines, all the training that goes with it, the application process, the screening from the state police, everything else. We're one of two states in the nation that does not have a conceal and carry law. And the challenge that they face, particularly in this county, is the livestock producers. They have challenges with varmints or coyotes or whatever out in the wild attacking their livestock. And when they, by the time they go back to the house and get their weapon and get back to the field, the animal is, the predator is already gone or has done damage to their livestock, and then they lose an opportunity to take care of the issue at hand.
What else will be coming up before the delegates?
Well, the usual premise ID identification. In our state, we have counties that are passionate on both sides of the aisle on this issue. We have producers, particularly those in the dairy industry, would like to see that. The pork industry supports premise ID and traceability. And our organization, as our policy reads today, supports voluntary premise identification. During our resolutions process back in July, the subcommittee had an opportunity to sit down and hear a discussion from two individuals, one from Missouri and one from Wisconsin. The one from Wisconsin is in favor of animal ID and premise ID. They have it in their state. Their law requires it in Wisconsin for the fact of brucellosis outbreaks that they have in northwestern Wisconsin. And we had a lady from the Marketing Association gave the other side of why they don't feel that we should have premise ID and animal identification for the simple fact of cost and a confidentiality. And those are two major issues that the other side of the aisle has on identification. But you look at the other side, we look at industry and how our foreign markets are. They all like identification and trace back. So it's going to be a difficult decision for our delegates, and where they land is where we were going to support.
That's what makes this organization maybe so unique, is because it is a grassroots process that they talk about it at the local level, and then when it gets right down to the nitty-gritty, that's when the state convention plays its role.
That's what you're exactly right. That's where the rubber meets the road. And that's what makes this truly a grassroots organization, is our policy development process. If an individual has an idea or a concern or an issue on the local level, that they have the opportunity that they can bring it forward to the Resolutions Committee, give it a fair hearing and airing, and the Resolutions Committee will then put that in the document that they bring to the delegates for a full airing on the floor.
Rich, how many resolutions did the Resolutions Committee pour over this past July?
Over July and November, and then again in our open resolutions that we had yesterday afternoon. We got a total of about 70 submittals that the three subcommittees on state and local government, agriculture, or animal, and APN subcommittee, and state and local government subcommittee. We kind of divide all the submittals into those three categories, and we have six county presidents and one district director that sits in there, but the six county presidents are the one that decide whether that submittal goes forward, and they have serious debate on each one of the submittals that comes forward. And then it comes to the full committee at the end of the day in July and at the end of the day in November. And then we have the debate there as well, looking at the recommendations that come forward out of the subcommittees, and then we put the document together and bring it to the annual meeting.
Really is quite a process. Rich, with the delayed harvest here in Illinois, as in other parts of the Midwest, is that impacting your delegate seating at this annual meeting?
Well, we have heard, and I've had a number of counties had called me, county presidents, and they'd said, we're really having a challenge getting a full slate of delegates. I mean, here because of the harvest is ongoing, and especially with the weather forecast that we've got coming in for late Tuesday, there is a late season push to try and get the crops in, and we understand that. And you take care of business because no one else will. And some of our delegates are fortunate; they have family members back home or employees that step up to the plate and fill in that void when the farm owner is away and here at meetings, but that's not always the case, and a number of our members are going to have a difficult time, but yet at the same time, they feel the importance that they need to be a part of the resolutions process, and they'll be here tomorrow. They might not be able to give us 2 days, but they'll give us one real good day.
Rich, we've heard numerous times during this meeting underway in Chicago about all of the issues that agriculture is facing today. Because of that, does that add even more significance to the importance of being a member of an organization like Illinois Farm Bureau?
We're very fortunate in Illinois, and I guess I'm just a little bit prejudiced that I think Illinois Farm Bureau is a premier farm organization. We try to address and work on the issues that's important to our members, and they bring those issues to us, and we try to stay out in front. We got a great relationship with our legislators, both on the local and the state and the federal level, and we have our lobbyists that work in Springfield and Washington, D.C., have a great rapport with our legislators, and they come to us and ask us, how do you feel? How does Illinois Farm Bureau feel? What is your policy? And we enjoy that, and we really appreciate the opportunity for dialogue.